According to the National Center for Education Statistics, up to 70% of students under 25 enter college undecided, and over half of all undergrads change their majors at least one time before they graduate. And so it certainly is worth having the conversation, especially because we do see so many people leave college and say, well, what was my degree really for? And I think it's worth having the conversation of, if you really don't have a focus, then maybe college, at least right away, is not the right solution as far as cost effectiveness. And even for your workforce dreams, maybe it's not the right route to go. And where do parents play a role in how much they navigate what their kids do in college? So for all of those questions, our career strategist is back. Julie Bauke, what do you think about the whole undecided going into college and parents playing a role in this?
And the reason that I propose this as a topic is I was listening to one of the smartest people I know on this topic on a podcast, he's the smartest on a lot of things. And a woman called in and asked him this question: what should I guide my kids? What are the jobs of the future? How should I guide my kid to choose a major that will reap rewards in the future? And this very, very smart person who studies this infinitely more than I do said, I have no idea, and none of us do. And I thought, that is so interesting, because I say things like, there's a job that young people are going to have, most young people will have in the future, that doesn't exist today. And so I go along with, I've really been thinking about this, because we don't know. When you look at all of these lists of jobs of the future, I read these and ask myself, what is this based on? Where are they coming up with this? Are they just pulling this out of the air? And it's, when I look at some of these lists, it's like, well, these are all the old majors. So the lesson here, and based on the stats that you presented at the beginning, is let's relax a little bit. You know, unless your child knows, without a doubt, they've always wanted to be a doctor, electrical engineer, a veterinarian, and they actually have internships or experience and knows exactly what those things are, then we have to leave open the possibility, the probability, and in some cases, the positive move of pivoting in your career, even early. So when you look at what are the things that we know for sure are going to be required moving forward, it's really the soft skills. It's really people skills. Ability to talk to and learn and connect, make eye contact, speak to, make a point, make a presentation, listen, show up, be in person. Those are the things that I can say with 1,000% certainty will be required in the future, regardless of anything else. Let's start there.
I mean, so off the cuff, and of course, I'm a little biased because I got a communications degree in school, but that sounds like public speaking, marketing, advertising. And the reason I say that is not because of the skill of doing that, but because you have to be able to market and essentially sell yourself and be able to connect with people no matter what age bracket, generation, whatever. You have to be able to identify your strengths and sell yourself to your future employer. That's what I'm hearing, but maybe I'm not hearing it correctly.
So the skills that I laid out are certainly underpinnings of all those types of jobs that you have.
Yeah.
But if you're an engineer, if you are a physicist, any of those, let's call them kind of left brain majors or skills, you still really need those other things. You can have a really, really successful career, certainly, but will you really keep your, what young people have to do these days is keep their options open and keep learning about themselves. So, for instance, let's say you're 17, 18, or you're a parent listening, you have a 17, 18-year-old, and they're showing an interest and a proclivity towards something, and maybe it's literature, maybe it's writing, maybe it's, you know, something like that. And you're looking at this saying, no, AI is going to do all the writing in the future. No, it's really not. And what they're doing is they're expressing a preference and a feeling towards something. And so I think we have to, as parents, relax a little bit and let our kids pursue things that they find interesting, Because if you, I mean, I was hearing of somebody recently, a friend of a friend, who her parents said, we will only pay you, we'll only pay for college if you're going to be a mechanical engineer. And she wanted to be a pilot.
What?
And that, yeah.
Why? Yeah. Don't do that. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell people how to parent, but come on. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What?
So as parents, we really want to make sure our kids are prepared for the future.
Mm.
And I think a lot of times we go overboard with that and say, well, no, AI can never replace this job, or this is a job that's always going to be in demand. I researched that and blah, blah, blah. The problem is, if your kid doesn't like it or isn't good at it or isn't what they want to do, you're setting them up maybe for a lifetime of being able to earn a living, but are they going to be miserable? And it, so we've got to, in some cases, not get so caught up in, well, you said you were going to major in electrical engineering, now you want to major in finance. You know, you're so undecided. Not really. They're learning and growing, and their brains are developing. Why are we allowing, why are we expecting, put it this way, why are we expecting 18-year-olds to pick a path and stick with it for 55 years or 50 years or whatever it is? In some cases, we don't even trust them with the family car. So why does it make sense? And if you're older, if you're Gen X, which a lot of parents with kids going to college now are, please resist the urge to give them advice that your parents gave you, because the advice is out of date.
Such a great topic with career strategist Julie Balke. The amount of questions I've gotten just in the last few minutes. We're talking about, you know, what parents should and shouldn't say when it comes to navigating what Junior's going to do in college. So first of all, Julie, to your point, it sounds like it's not necessarily a bad thing if kids go into college and they're undecided or they're sort of open-minded. It actually sort of makes sense. I mean, this is the rest of their lives. And so it's not so bad, if you will. However, I think the question, you know, when you talk about archaic, when we talk about, you know, don't be archaic and you have to do this job or you've got to make this amount of money or, you know, college is only worth it if X, Y, and Z. I think to that point, I think we have to then be also open-minded to, if Junior says I need a gap year, that doesn't mean Junior's a loser. You know, like that mindset is also, I think, very archaic. And I think the idea of, you know, like trade school is not a bad option, or maybe you do more internships or you work or you start with community college, see if you even like the courses. Like, I think we have to, you know, all around kind of break the archaicness of what we view college as.
Right, exactly. Let's think instead of post-high school education or training. And it can be, it can literally be, you take a couple of courses that are reasonably priced at a local school or even online that's not a four-year college, that's not crazy expensive, to further explore things that pique your interest, float your boat, see how you feel about it. You don't have to go to a four-year college to figure this out. Because, first of all, it's really expensive. Second of all, they're going to send you generally through a lot of kind of those core education classes, general education classes, that aren't going to help you get a direction.
Right.
The point is, how can you move further down the path? So let's say you're good with your hands and you like solving problems. Okay, let's say it's just those two things. You could do auto repair, which is really complex these days. HVAC, you could be a dental hygienist. You could be, there's so many different things you could do with your hands in solving problems. You could be a physical therapist. And so what you've got to do is take the things you know about yourself, the things that you know to be true about yourself, and start to say, okay, given these two things, what are just a few things that I might do with this? And just get out there and start to explore. Go online to whatever your community college is, or whatever, like an online program. There's so many good ones now. And really just start poking around at their classes and pick a couple that sound interesting to you. Then dig into those majors, dig into those professions, dig into where those things lead you. It's not enough to just flop from high school to college and then flop from your senior year into your parents' basement with no better idea of what you want to do than you had 4 or 5 years ago. That is not okay. It's expensive. It's demoralizing. It's frustrating for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. And so why would you do that to yourself? Why are we so tied to the idea that a four-year college is the only way to go? And it might be for what you want to do. Like, if you know for sure you want to be an architect, well, yeah, you do need that.
Right. But doctor, teacher, if you know for sure, that's what, right. I agree, Julie. I think college, we have to relook at as a tool. You know, college is a tool to get to your career, or it may be a massive stepping stone to get to the career you want, depending on what that is. But I think we have to go back to, it's not a non-negotiable. I think there was a generation where it was a non-negotiable because it was something that they didn't have the opportunity to get, or it wasn't, you know, as available to their generation. I think we have to, again, kind of break a lot of the archaic views of college. And that includes even how we started this, which is the idea of undecided, you know, because we've seen a shift in that. If you don't know what you want to do at 18, well, then you can't go in undecided. Just pick something. It's like, well, but that's still kind of a, you know, sort of a waste of time. Let them go maybe undecided, or again, let them do a gap year, let them do an internship, let them, you know, work and just kind of just test the waters, take some college courses online or at a community college. It's breaking a lot of the archaic thoughts. And so I appreciate you having this conversation with us. And man, we could keep talking about this. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I appreciate
it. But I think the most important thing here, though, Melissa, is you have to be moving towards something.
Yeah.
Sitting in video games and saying, I'm thinking about it, trying to figure out. I'm
not
sorry,
the answer.
That's not enough.
Correct.
And so you have to be moving towards something. I think it's really important, and parents can require that.
Yeah, I agree. Julie Bauke, appreciate you in these conversations. Thank you so much.